Hello, Sebastian Lucido. Welcome to 5 Minute Fresh Start. I'm in Mark chapter 10, verse 17. It says, "Now as he was going out on the road, one came running to him, knelt before him, and asked him, 'Good teacher, what shall I do that I may inherit eternal life?'" So this person, we call him the rich young ruler, ran up to Jesus. He knelt, which means he prostrated himself or lowered himself in respect. He elevated Jesus, and he said, "Good teacher, here's this question. How do I get to heaven? What do I do to inherit eternal wealth, eternal life?" Verse 18, Jesus said, "Why do you call me good? No one is good but one, that is God." So he's given him an opportunity to say, well, you are the Son of God. You're God. Verse 19, "You know the commandments. Do not commit adultery. Do not murder. Do not steal. Do not bear false witness. Do not defraud. Honor your father and your mother." And he answered and said to him, "Teacher, all of these I have kept from my youth." And I probably have no doubt that he has. I mean, he's a devout man, as you can see. He's searching for eternal life. He's searching for an answer to how do I know I'm going to heaven. So Jesus quotes him the commandments, and these are all commandments that are horizontal. It's how we, you and me, treat each other. We don't steal, we don't bear false witness, we don't defraud, we honor our mother and our father. So he said, "I did all of these." So the Bible says, Jesus answered him and said, Jesus looking on him and loved him and said to him, "One thing you lack." Well, lack for what? Lack for how do I inherit eternal life? He said, "One thing you lack, go your way, sell whatever you have, give it to the poor, you will have treasures in heaven, and come, take up your cross and follow me." And so Jesus said to sell all you have, take up your cross and follow me. Three things: deny yourself in the world, weaken yourself in the world, pick up a cross, which is a sacrifice for God, as Jesus did for God, and follow me. Follow my words, follow my life. But he was sad at the word. He went away sorrowful, for he had great possession. Then Jesus looked around and said to his disciples, "How hard is it for those who have riches to enter the kingdom of God?" The disciples were astonished at his words. And Jesus answered and said, "Children, how hard is it for those who trust in riches to enter the kingdom of God? It's easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter the kingdom of God." And so what Jesus is, as far as our teaching today, because there's several things going on here, as far as our teaching today, what they were astonished at, what they were amazed at, later in the chapter, what they fear and what they're amazed at, is the level of commitment that God was looking for in those that find salvation. You know, we've changed salvation in the modern era into something that's part-time, something that's half-hearted, something where you can live in the world and not live in the world. The truth is, God is looking for the same commitment that Jesus had for us, which was giving his life and being wholehearted, completely sold out to God to do his will here on the earth in a human body. That same level of commitment is the level of commitment that he wants in each one of us. That we would live the life that God has given us to live. That we wouldn't chase the world or the things in the world, but we would put the kingdom of God above everything. That everything in our life would be about Jesus. That when we wake up every day, it's not like the world who wakes up every day trying to find more comfort, more wealth for a more comfortable life and a more worldly life. We wake up every day to seek, how do we seek the kingdom in our lives and in other lives? How do we expand the kingdom in our lives and other lives? We need to change our paradigm to a level of commitment that Jesus had for us, we need to have for his kingdom. That we're all in, wholehearted, without compromise, serving and living for the kingdom of God. Well, that's our message for today. Thanks for watching. Please share, follow, and like wherever you're watching. And then please pray about becoming a partner for $10 a month or more. We're praying for 400. Please pray about becoming one of those. The link is in the description of your teaching. Join us on our journey as we've joined you on your journey. God bless you and have a great day. Thanks for watching.